Welcome. This is Ryan Sokolowski, Senior Program Manager with the ECG CAT team. And today we're going to take a short look at reversing replication in a storage replica environment. And we're going to look at all three scenarios. So let's start with our server-to-server scenario. And we're dealing with Rep Server 01 and Rep Server 02. And Rep Server 01 is our source server. And you can see from disk management here that our data volume, a small 1 gig volume, is online and it's present in Windows Explorer. And we can go in and take a look at some of the data that's on here, our team logo for the ECG CAT team and the Microsoft logo and so on. So let's do the replica reversal, and we're going to do that with a set SR partnership command. So we'll go back to our PowerShell window, and you can see at the top here is the command that we actually used to create the storage replica partnership. And then I issued a get SR partnership just to confirm. And you can see again here on the screen the source computer name and the destination. So let's issue that set SR partnership command. And we're going to say our new source computer name is RepServe02, and again specifying the source resource group is the one that matches up with that server, and then the reverse of that relationship. So we will issue that command, and we'll get a confirmation prompt. So we'll say, yes, we want to set the source replication group to RG02, and you can see what happened in the background window. Our Windows Explorer actually closed because we were set on the source data drive, and that drive has actually now become unavailable to what is now the destination server. And we should be able to see a similar change here in disk management. The destination volume actually now shows up as a raw volume. So if you do see this in your environment, don't be alarmed by this. That is what is expected. So if we go to our new source, we can come over here and we can see now that our data volume has become available on this side, and we can go in here and again navigate the same files. So that's great. We've reversed the replication direction on our server-to-server scenario. So now let's switch over to our cluster-to-cluster scenario, and it's these four machines here, C to C01, and 02 are the nodes in one cluster, and 3 and 4 are the nodes in the other cluster in the opposite data center. So taking a look here, you can see we have our source data volume online and the source logs file. And again, in disk management, that looks like this. And they're both cluster shared volumes, obviously, as this indicates here. And then we can go into Explorer, and we can go to our cluster location, cluster storage, and volume 1. And again, we have similar files here, the team logo and the Microsoft logo and so on, and some folders with some additional files in there. And on the reverse side of that, we'll take a look and go into cluster storage. And you can see that volume 1 is not available. And again, that's normal, to be expected, as that is our destination data volume. And it does show as online in the cluster, but it says online, no access. And when you go to the bottom, you can actually see the details that it shows that it is a replicated volume, hence no access. So let's open up a new PowerShell window. And again, we're going to use the set SR partnership command to reverse the replication direction. And this time, instead of computer names, it's still the same command, but we're going to use the cluster names. So it is set SR partnership. New source will be rep cluster 3, and the destination will be rep cluster 2. Again, reversing this relationship. So we'll issue that and say yes to our confirmation. And the replication direction is now reversed. So we'll minimize this. And you can see in the background here, the status of our source data is no longer the source necessarily, although it's named that way. If we refresh this, it's actually the destination. So you do want to be judicious or careful with the naming of your disks, just so that that doesn't confuse you or someone else. And again, because we're on the destination now, if we go to cluster storage, volume one is not available. Now, if we go to our former destination, this is now the source, and we refresh our failover cluster manager, you can see that is now indicated as the source. And just to close the loop, we can go back into cluster storage, and we can view, again, all of the files that were replicated over. So that's two of the three. That's the cluster to cluster. Now, the last scenario is our stretch cluster. So we'll go to stretch 01 and 02. And these are the two nodes in the same cluster. They just happen, each node happens to be in a different geographically dispersed data center location. So if we go to our disks, we can see our source data volume here. And if we go to this replication tab, this is a great little view that shows all of the disks involved in this storage replica partnership and shows the relationship with them. This is the replicated volume and so on. So to reverse replication in a stretch cluster, this is quite simple. You right-click on your source data volume and you go to Move. And in this case, we're going to say best possible node because we only have a two-node cluster. More typically, you would have two or more cluster nodes in each of your geographically separated data centers. And in that case, you would then be able to control the failover, if you will, or the movement of these volumes within a data center location to do your updating and patching and so on. Without actually reversing replication. But we're going to do the reverse replication and move this to our other data center location. This can be used also in preparation for a data center move or potentially some sort of environmental issue, whether it's a storm coming in or something of that nature. And you can see in the background the states of the volumes changing and which is source and which is destination now. And we'll refresh this window as soon as this completes, and we'll get updated replication roles as everything switches around. But you can see, we'll refresh, and everything has now successfully reversed replication, and we can go back to this window here and we can see our replication status here. So that's what we had today. Thanks for joining me taking a look at reversing replication with Storage Replica.